Hey guys, how are we doing? So, welcome to yet another module in course 301. We started course 301 last week and we looked at the purpose blueprint and we introduced the course by talking about the concept of purpose, and it was an attempt to demystify the underlying definition or conception of what purpose is and should be in its actual sense. Alright, so today we are taking a step further, and what we are talking about today is something I am greatly blessed by. So today we'll be looking at debunking purpose myth. Alright, now purpose is a greatly conceptualized subject, and this is because, like I said, we have successful unbelievers teaching their school of thought, which in itself negates the construct of the kingdom. Alright? So purpose is that particular subject that a whole number of us are still confused by. And the reason for our confusion is simply because of the things that we heard that are myths. Alright, and one thing with confusion is confusion sets in when what you hear negates something that you believe ordinarily, or it negates something that you should function by, or so thing is, purpose is one concept that has been misconstrued because everybody is trying to develop formulas to get you to a place of fulfillment of purpose, as it were. So while I came in peace this morning, however, I came to debunk a whole lot of things that we believe that purpose is. And the reason for debunking is such that you can see the light, all right? Because until you take off what's in your eyes, you cannot see clearly. So that's my goal in this particular module, that I take off whatever is in your eyes such that you can see clearly with clarity and you're able to get control and move to do what you should do in the now. All right? So myths are commonly held but false beliefs. They are commonly held but false beliefs that everybody believe something, or everybody is saying something, or everybody thinks in a certain way, or everybody does things in a certain way, does not make it the truth. All right, that is why myths exist. They are commonly held. There are a whole lot of things that we believe actually, and we so believe them. We believe them like it's our life. However, they are false. If I start to talk about some of them, you will be amazed, and chances are that you actually fight with me. But they are false, and it is what it is, right? So myths are common misconceptions. They are common misconceptions. And purpose is one with so many misconceptions. I remember last week we talked about how that purpose is a concept, and when a concept is misunderstood, it becomes a misconception. Do you see this? So it's my primary goal in this particular module to debunk most of these misconceptions that are common. Alright, so don't worry, I won't be taking you too far. You have to deal with the foundation first before you climb higher. So we'll be going back to the foundation, going back to the root, and you would see that the reason why you are confused, that is why you hear some people who want to teach the subject of purpose, but it's as though even they themselves are confused about the subject itself. Purpose is not confusing. God is not an author of confusion. So he will not create something of essence, something of great importance, something that is the center of man's being, and make it a confusing discourse. Alright? So make sure you are jotting down and you are plotting a graph, because the idea of this course It's not that you gain more knowledge, as it were. It's that you begin to see clearly. So the more I speak to an area of myth that you've held dear, ensure that you are able to check those blind spots and you are able to navigate through them as clarity comes your way. Alright, so I'll be talking about four myths that we believe so much about the subject of purpose, but which is actually very wrong. And don't worry, I won't be trying to sound too spiritual while I'm talking to them. I will be sounding more relative within the context of scriptures, however, but we will be sounding more relative so you can see why it is a myth. Alright, so the first myth I have here is purpose is what you like. That is very wrong. Purpose is never always what you like. As a matter of fact, chances are that you might not like what your purpose is. Now, what you like is a function of an environmental conditioning. It's a function of the things that were presented to you as a child. This is the reason why a child who was fed amala from birth would grow up telling you amala is a child's best food. For persons who are not Nigerians, amala is a meal over here. Sorry about that. I don't know the translation in English, but it's a meal over here in Nigeria. So imagine that when that child grows up and you are bringing the child a food like Chinese rice, the child would likely be nauseous at the mere sight of it. Why? He can't like that food because he wasn't trained that way. Do you get this? He wasn't conditioned in that way. So what you like is actually a conditioning. Whether you believe it or you do not believe it, you might not believe it, but every single thing that you like, it's because you came into a family, and when you were born, whether you knew it or you didn't know it, the values, the belief systems of your family overrides you strongly. You start to mirror them. All right, this is the reason why you see people who come from homes where their father is practically irresponsible, and they make up their mind actually that they won't be as irresponsible like their father, but they end up being that same thing. Why? Because the conditioning around you is what you mirror, except you interact with a greater light. Do you see this? So purpose isn't always what you like, because what you like is a function of a conditioning, is a function of environmental conditioning. And if purpose is bigger than you, no matter the situation around you that you were born into, that cannot be a parameter to define what purpose is. Okay? So you grew up and you say, I just like writing. Check it out. Could it be that it's because your mom is a writer? Could it be that it's because your dad is a writer? And you say, I just like this thing, so this should be it. No, it could be an expression, but chances are that that's not it. It isn't always what you like. For some persons, actually, yes, you might be privileged enough that purpose is what you actually like from the very offset. But in all situations, so in case you're thinking, if it's my purpose, I should like it. If it's my purpose, I should fit. No, purpose isn't always what you like. And the truth is, until you accept it, you see that thing saying, I want it, I want to feel it in my heart. Until you accept it, you cannot feel it in your heart. So for some persons, your purpose could be something you actually love, but for some other person, it isn't always what you love. So do not be pegged at a position to say, no, it must be something I love. All right, it wouldn't always be something you love. So be willing to interact with deeper level of wisdom and communicate with God to unveil to you that which you are to do. Do you see this? So purpose isn't always what you like. So when people tell you things like purpose is Think about that thing that is like a hobby, that thing that you like, that thing that is very wrong. That is very wrong. That is you using your soul to determine something that is an eternal reality. That is very wrong. So that myth should be debunked. It's not always what you like. All right? It can be what you like, but it isn't always what you like. Do we get that? The next myth we have here is purpose is your strength. Purpose is your strength. I really want to laugh about this one because this one is something that I have said before, actually, but it's a very serious myth, and I'm going to be explaining why. Because we feel that what our area of strength is what our purpose is. That's not true. Strength is developed based on repeated effort. So when you do something particularly repeatedly, when you continually do something, it gives you results. And it also adds to your momentum. You become strengthened in the area of that thing. Do you get this? For instance, graphic design is not my purpose, actually. But over time, I have been able to design and design and design. Now it's become like an area of strength for me, such that people now want to pay me to design for them. All right, now I developed it. That was why it became a strength. So purpose can be seen in your area of strength, but it isn't always your strength, because when you come to accept what your purpose is, then you can develop strength in it. Why? Because you now start to do it repeatedly. Do you see this? So purpose isn't always your strength. Purpose isn't your strength, not always. It isn't your strength. Your strength can be seen in it, but it isn't your strength. Strength is only developed when you do something repeatedly. Trust me, what you believe your purpose is, you will not always get it right. Deal with it. You won't always get it right. You won't. It's the truth. You won't get it right at all times. There'll be times of weakness. There'll be times of pain. There'll be times where it's like you are confused. There'll be times where it's like you're visionless. It's true. But truth is, when you continually do something, then you become an authority in it, and you can always replicate it. There is something Apostle Joshua Selman says. He says, success is only success when you can repeat it. All right, so that's the idea of purpose. So you develop strength in doing. Do you see this? This is the reason why I have fundamental issue with people that tell you, I want to pray about my purpose, and you just sit down not knowing what to do. Okay, we're coming to that myth. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. All right, so the next thing is, purpose is what you're passionate about. Where did we get this lie? That purpose is what you're passionate about. First, what is passion? What is passion? Passion only comes from action. Passion only comes from doing. So you cannot be passionate about something when you've not even tried out anything. So how can purpose be what you're passionate about? The thing is, your purpose gives you passion. You develop passion in the line of your purpose. But to understand your purpose as something you're passionate about, that's a lie. And the reason why people teach this is because they did not watch their process enough to see that a step came before this step. Passion does not just come. Passion is not a gift. Passion is not a talent. Passion is not a skill. It doesn't just come. It doesn't just jump on you. All right? Something must be done to trigger passion. When you say you're passionate about something, then you must have acted upon something that has made that thing make your heart burn. Do you see this? Do you see what I'm talking about? It's just, for instance, advocacy. Now, the first time you go out and you practice advocacy, then you see a whole lot of persons, say you are talking on sexual abuse. You see a whole lot of young girls, a whole lot of young boys that have been abused sexually because you stepped out to do that occasion. Now, the thing is, when you start to lend a voice towards hearing the pleas of this one, towards hearing the stories of this one, and towards moving and taking a move to continually advocate in your community, what happens is, over time, you start to fall in love with that thing. That is exactly how purpose is. Purpose, you can develop passion in your purpose. Yes, you develop love for your purpose. But to say purpose is just what you love or what you're passionate about, that is wrong. That is a misorder. Do you get that? I really do hope you understand that. So the last thing, which is a big thing that virtually everybody believes, but which I have come to decompose and see how wrong it is, and how I've been able to see the lens through every school of thought have approached this particular myth. And this is the myth: purpose is just one thing. You just have to be known for one thing. It is just that thing. It is just doing this thing. Now, that's not true. I'm sorry to burst your bubble. And I know some of you will be saying, yes, no wonder I can do many things. Yes, but don't worry, I'll help you. Hold on. Now, purpose isn't just one thing. So I'm debunking a myth. The myth is purpose is just one thing. That's not true. Purpose isn't just one thing. Now, the thing is, when people say things like purpose is just one thing, this is what they mean. And this is how, this is the meaning of the one thing of purpose. All right. Now, saying that purpose is one thing speaks of various expressions interconnected as one. Do you see this? So let's say you are an equipper, or you are a teacher, but you notice that God has called you into ministry. You're noticing that you're having a flair for business. You are also noticing that you're having a flair for, you talk about relationships effortlessly. And whenever you see relationships not going well, it breaks your heart. And you are wondering, which one of them should I pick? All of them, and the truth is, if you still open your eyes, you will still go into more. You need to understand first that you are a being without limit. You are a being without limit. You can be decomposed and decomposed and decomposed if you allow yourself. You are not without limit. But its purpose is one thing, in the sense that every single thing that you call your expression, there has to be a central theme of it. So purpose is that underlying thing, is the central core across your various expressions, the central of all your various expressions. All right. Now, the truth is, if you tell me purpose is just one thing, then you're going to be reading the world of everything that God has placed in you. I don't know one man. I don't know one person. And one thing you need to understand about this whole concept of one thing, the parable of the talent, some were given five, somebody was given one. So it's based upon responsibility. So if I believe I can do so much more and God is giving me an assignment for a season, as long as it's in sync with my core, as long as it's in sync with what I understand as my purpose, then come of it. Why not? For instance, I'm an equipper and I have a message of intimacy and the kingdom. That is not confined to the pulpit alone. The kingdom is broad. So if God is bringing me to do something in relation to that, for some of you that know me personally, you see that, okay, I also practice coaching. I also do a whole lot of all these things, not because it's something I like, but because I know that this thing is an expression of my purpose, and I will still do more. That's the truth. I will still do more. So you must be able to, what you have to do in dealing with this particular thing is draw it out. What are all the things that you feel are your purpose? What is everything? The thing is, you are seeing yourself as multiple persons. See yourself as just one person. And while you write it down, you can clearly see the core the underlying thing. Okay, let me just answer this question here. Someone reached out to me after the course last week, and her question was, what is her purpose? That she loves talking about God and she believes she is called into ministry. However, what she actually really loves on a second thought is marriage counseling. Which does she pick? Marriage counseling or ministry? You pick. You don't have to pick. Everything are expressions of your purpose. As a marriage counselor, it's not that you would do that. Now what you need to understand is you are connected to a generation, but within that generation there are different tribes of people that will be connected to a particular voice that you have. Do you see this? There are particular tribes. There is a tribe that will be connected to me based on my representation as a prophetic equipper. There will be tribes that will be connected to me based on my representation as a coach. There will be tribes that will be connected to me based on my representation as an economist. There'll be tribes that will be connected to me based on my representation in the media. So I am meeting all the tribes connected to me within my generation. So you need to understand that it isn't just one thing. It is one thing in the sense of it is a central thing, because it shouldn't confuse you ordinarily. It's just because we are humans and we are naturally wired to be complex. So for that person who asked that question, you are not to say which you want to pick. You love talking about God. You love talking about marriage. That is a very clear uniformity. So you know that for you to speak on marriage, you have to speak from principles of the word. So would you always speak on marriage every day of your life? No. That is where your teaching of the word comes into play. Do you see this? So it isn't just one particular thing, that this thing, you have to do it. If that really is the case, you will all be bored. Because even the people that tell you it's just one thing, they have various expressions. But because it is related and they've been able to have it all together, that is the reason why they tell you it is just one thing. Bishop David Oyedepo, for instance, you all know him as a preacher. Are you aware he's a businessman? Are you aware he used to practice architecture before now? Are you aware that he's an educationist? Do you see this? So there are people who are connected to him across different tribes. We have Muslims who attend Covenant University. Are they connected to him in ministry? No, they are not. But they are connected to him from that tribe where he is ministering to them as a vice chancellor. Or a chancellor rather. Do you see this? So purpose isn't just one thing. As a matter of fact, get used to it. You will do many things, but within the confines of your purpose. So that when God is telling you, this is what I want you to do in this season, you don't box yourself and even argue and wage war with your own self that, no, I know what my purpose is. It's just that one thing. Do you see this? Now, let me also shock you. Purpose is different from your assignment. I said that purpose is a big why. Alright? Now, the problem with the subject of purpose is you want to take the end so much without journeying to that end. God will never tell you this is everything that you will do. It's not possible. He will only give you the central thing. He will only hand you the roadmap. Then when you start moving with the roadmap, then he hands you the blueprint. When you start moving with that which he has already said, clarity now comes, because clarity comes in motion. Alright? So your purpose is the central theme, but what is more important, what is more particular to pay attention to relative to timing, related to now, is your assignment. Your assignment speaks of what you are to do now. Your assignment speaks of what you are to do in this season. Lord, what do I have to do now? What is my assignment for the now? Trust me, God is always looking for sons. So you would always have an assignment. You will always have an assignment. Cut that crap of, no, I don't want to do this. Be sure that you are not the one practicing mental laziness. Just be sure that you are not the one practicing mental laziness. You always have an assignment for a season. The Ignition Center is an assignment. It's an expression of my very, it's an expression of what my purpose is. Will I just do the Ignition Center all my life? No, I will do the Ignition Center all my life as God permits me to. But that is not the only thing I will do. Do you see this? So what you need to zoom into is actually what your assignment is for the now. Having understood that your purpose, the grand term of your purpose is kingdom, and within that probably is, I am called to raise a generation of this. I am called to do this to this. Now, even if you do not know that, you already understand that my grand purpose is kingdom. Now, what you need to do is, in relation to this, what is my assignment for this season? What is my assignment for now? The thing is, we are very lazy people. We would rather want to know the big thing. We would rather want to see the glorious end before we move to do that which we should do. If you don't, there, if you're scared of, why, what if I do the wrong thing? What if I do the wrong thing? You would actually do the wrong thing. That's the truth. It's not something to be afraid of. It's not something to be afraid of, because purpose isn't far from you. You are purpose. Purpose is you. You are not trying to discover purpose. Now, that's another myth I want us to debunk. You are not trying to find your purpose. So when I see books that say how to find your purpose or how to discover your purpose, that's a turn off already, because you are not discovering your purpose. You are coming into an understanding of what already exists. So it is you, and chances are that you are already living it. You just need to zoom in on the assignment for the now. All right? So learn to break that which is your purpose into time blocks and ask God, okay, in this season, what am I working on? This is what should also help you grow. Spiritual growth, mental growth, and all-round growth. Now, in this particular season, what do I focus on? What do I work on? And you will realize that for every season of your life, the things that matter most to you are different. Do you see this? The things that are important to you are different. Everything changes according to season. And you might be wondering, why is this not the call? Why is this not it? No. You hear Apostle Joshua Selman says things like, there was a particular season in his life when God told him to drop down on his Bible study. He should study the Bible, maintain a relationship with God, but son, go and start studying books on business. Go and start studying economy. He fought with this because he felt this was the devil, not God. How will God tell me this? How will God tell me that? But no, every season comes with it an impression depending on what God wants you to work on at that particular time. Do you see this? So what you should be concerned even about zooming into is what your assignment is. Stop trying to run into a future that you've not started walking in. So what you should do is, Lord, now, what is my assignment? What am I to do? Now, simple way to find this, because now I'm using word like Lord, how? And I know somebody will be saying in his or her mind that, I've already asked God, though, how do I do it now? I've already spoken to God. I understand, we believers, whenever they tell you, ask God, you already feel that God will not answer or you will not hear clearly. So I understand. Now, this is the very simple way to understand what your assignment is in your season. Per season, God places impressions in your heart. And before the end of a season, you start to see a different kind of opportunity. You start to see things in a different light. You start to see something else that is coming in form of an open door. Mind you, all doors that are opened are not open doors for you, but you can know from the center of your heart. And this is one thing I want you to debunk, and one thing that I want you to believe strongly with your heart. You cannot feel God. You can't feel God. This is why. Before he formed you, he knew you. So walking with that consciousness will help you trace your step back even when you go off track. Because what you believe, what obstructs your convictions is what you will always constantly resurrect in your life. Do you see this? So you must believe. For instance, I do not believe as I am. I will not get to a point and I'm like, I've gone astray. No, it is not possible. It's not pride, but it is not possible. I'm the apple of God's eyes. So I am walking with Him. That's why I'm paying attention to my fellowship with Him, such that every point in time, even if it seems like I am going away, He will bring me back. Do you see why intimacy is important? Do you see why relationship with God is important? You can't feel Him. The only people that can feel God are people who are not walking with Him. You can't walk with God and feel Him, because you are not the one holding His hand. He is the one holding your hand. And He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Do you see this? So be more concerned about what you are to do now. So what I want you to do is, rather than what's my purpose, your purpose is not lost, ma. It's not lost, sir. You are your purpose and your purpose is you. The thing is, what are you supposed to do now? And you must understand that sometimes what you are supposed to do now may not seem to you as a relation to what you feel your purpose really is. Do you understand? You might be wondering, how does this connect? But your mind is limited, so you cannot see the connection because you are focused on something. That's one thing you need to understand. You might not, this also goes back to the fact that I said purpose is not just one thing. You might not see the connection across all your expressions because you are holding one thing too tight. So to actually see clearly, like I would always say, you need to let go to hold on. Alright, I do hope we understand this. Does purpose have to be just one thing? Does it have to be just one thing I'll do with my life? No, sir. But is it one particular central thing? Yes, it is a core thing. It is a central thing, and what your message is must cut across your expressions. For instance, I have a message of intimacy and kingdom, and I am an equipper. Across all my various expressions, one thing is constant, that I remain an equipper. And the second thing is the kingdom. But the kingdom now is relating to the various expressions I have. The word would change so that they can understand the vocabulary. That's why for persons who know me in the sphere of coaching, I coach on self-leadership and personal development. And you hear me say things like, to help you unleash your authentic self and live a life of this. Now, authenticity speaks of the kingdom. Actually, you can only do what you have to do in life by being authentic. Do you see this? So when I'm also teaching you on self-leadership, bringing you to a point of self, a point of understanding that there is something about you that can be handled, that also speaks of intimacy. Because the truth is, the end goal of self cannot be spoken about without the creator. Do you see the connection? Do you understand what I'm trying to, the line I'm trying to draw? Will I still do other things? Yes, I still have various expressions that I have not expressed. I still have various expressions that I express, but many people have not seen it because that time isn't come yet. Do you understand this? So, purpose isn't just one thing. Purpose isn't always what you love. Purpose isn't your strength. Purpose isn't what you're passionate about. And purpose isn't something you look for. Stop trying to, I want to find my purpose. How do I find my purpose? Scripture says, whatever you find to do, do it. What is the Lord impressing in your heart to study? If you remember when we're talking on life mastery, I spoke when we're talking on fruitfulness. I said, it's in the being that you can understand and even walk into purpose. Now, when you look at people who are living a life of purpose, most of them dabbled into it. But we, because we are reading their story, we want to follow a formula. There is no formula for this thing. No formula at all. Nowhere. Anyone that gives you a formula, trust me, that formula will fail you before you start using it. It's the truth. Say the talent you have, the gifts you have, it will fail you. There is no formula. Most of the people who are successful and who are trying to teach us this topic, when you check their lives, you see that they dabble into it because they start to tell you things like, at an early age, I just started to study this. I was ambitious, or I just started to walk with God. Everything that concerned me was just this. And then they want to now tell you a formula. No, You can't use a formula for purpose because you are purpose. Until you make up your mind to grow, until you make up your mind to become, you will never know it. It's the truth. Alright? So I do hope this blessed you and this answered a whole lot of your questions. We have just one module in this particular course and I'm super excited because we are gradually coming to an end. And I'm very sure by God's grace that this is opening us up to deeper levels of clarity, and we are gaining control, and we are gaining understanding, and we are interacting with divine insights that will help us be wonders to our world. Alright? So ensure you take down questions if you have any, and we'll talk about them later today. Do have a great day, guys.